Hey Conquerors, Anicia Blue here, and I encourage the broken to breathe with the word of Yahuwah. Let us pray. Ruach HaKodesh, we ask that you come and you just open our hearts, that you allow our hearts to mimic the words that come out of our mouths. We ask that you pull the scale from over our eyes so that we can see in the spirit, so that we can hear in the spirit. And as we go through these scriptures, we just ask that you make the truth known to us and that we would be willing and obedient to the word. We thank you for this word, Yahuwah, because it is alive. We thank you. We thank you and we honor you. And it's in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We pray. Amen. Amen. So let's go to Matthew chapter 15, verse 8. We're going to start from, but as you know, like I say, always go back and read the entire thing for yourself. So we're still digging in biblical truth, right? That's what we discussed last week. Normally I am off from work on Sundays and Mondays, so don't ask me why. I thought today was Monday. I'm a little bit off, right? But anywho, here we are. So let's go. Verse 8 says, no, actually, let's start from verse 7. Hypocrites. This is Yahusha speaking to the Pharisees. Hypocrites. Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. And so the reason why we're here right now at this scripture, and I have a couple of more that we're going to go over, but the importance of this scripture is that this is what we need to understand. We don't want to be hypocrites, right? So we need to make sure that whatever it is that we're worshiping, you know, Yahuwah with our mouths, and you know, we're speaking the word and we're saying all of these things, that our heart, right? Our heart is there, because what I believe is that, like the word says, right, our heart has to be in line with the word, right? And how do we know when someone's heart is in line with the word? We know this, we hear this, and we see this by what that person does, right? And so here are the Pharisees. They come into Yahusha and they like, listen, why your disciples ain't following tradition? Why they doing whatever they want to do? And Yahusha is like, what? Why are you not doing what you need to be doing? Why are you, you know, breaking the commandments of Yahuwah, right? Because guess what? You want to follow your own tradition. And all of this was because the disciples did not wash their hands. And so Yahusha is like, listen, I never, like, when did Yahuwah ever say that y'all need to wash your hands to eat bread? He did say that you need to honor your mother and your father, right? So anyway, just make sure that you go back and read that. However, we have to be very careful, right? We have to be careful of allowing leaders to lead us down a path that we're just, you know, lollying down. It's a group of us going down and we just like, well, look, if the pastor said it, if the bishop said it, if the teacher said it, if the prophet said it, if the apostle said it, the evangelist said it, et cetera, et cetera. No. What does the word say, right? What is the direction of the word? What should we be doing in the word? Now, if you go down, and I'm not skipping over anything, remember, read the entire thing. A matter of fact, I really want to get this too. So verse 11 says, now what goes into the mouth, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Please understand, do not let no one tell you that this is Yahusha saying you can eat pork and you can eat shellfish, because that's not what that is saying. Anywho, let's go down to verse 13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Did you not hear that? So therefore, Yahusha is telling us, do not think, because you're saying, well, I'm not a teacher and I'm not, you know, a leader, and I was just following what they said, but you never picked up your word, right? But you never went to the true teacher, which is the Ruach HaKodesh, and allow him to fill you with the truth, right? You never went to him asking questions. So do not allow for anyone else that is blind to lead you while you are blind, because y'all both will fall in a ditch and there will be a punishment to pay. Okay, our next scripture is Matthew chapter 23, verse 1. Then Yahushua spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." So when you go back to Matthew chapter 15 and you understand, right, that we've already, that Yahushua has already made it clear, right? Like, listen, the Pharisees, they're hypocrites. They say in one thing and their heart is far from it, right? He's also letting us know in this verse that what they're saying is the truth, right? And we are to do what it is that they're saying to do, but we are not in no way, shape, form, or fashion are to do what they are doing. Okay, because see, what they were doing was that they're so busy worrying about, like, even with the Sabbath, they come running. Do y'all not observe the Sabbath? And Yahushua's like, okay, so which one of y'all will let your ox or donkey fall into a hole, right? Which is your money maker, and you're not going to get it because it's the Sabbath. Like, come on, you understand what I'm saying? So we need to be on point with the word. We need to be focused. We need not to be trying to hold up man's tradition, and people are going to hate you for it. People are going to despise you for it. People are going to point the finger at you, telling you, you know, how, you know what, I think that you mayn't be in biblical error, even when you show them scripture. And I'm not saying that you take scripture out of context, right, and you apply it to the way that you want to apply it to, because even in last chapter, Revelation chapter 22, right, Yahushua tells us we are not to add anything or take anything from his word. Even in that, I used to read commentary, and even in reading commentary, sometimes I still would be kind of confused because I'm like, that don't go with that, and does that really mean that, like, where does that come from? But I say all it is to say and point out these scriptures is that We are not to throw the law away. Okay. We are not to be like the Pharisees, right? Saying one thing and doing another. And when I say law, I want you to understand that there are many different meanings for law. We are not to throw away the teachings. Okay, we are not to throw away the teachings and instructions that Yahuwah has given us to follow, right? We are not to allow any leader, allow our own selves, right, to believe that we can begin to say and do what we want, because it's just like, well, as long as I'm upright, as long as I'm going, you know, to the church, as long as I'm going here, as long as I'm doing this and doing that, but your heart is far from him, it's not acceptable to him. So we have to come back, gather ourselves, and really begin to study the word, really begin to be obedient. And I believe in obedience, there's always going to be a sacrifice, a personal sacrifice, an emotional sacrifice that we need to give. So we just have to ask the question, is Yahushua worth that? So I pray that this has blessed you. I love you guys. And as always, stay tuned for more biblical truth. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's daughter, Anicia Blue. Be blessed.